This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, John, before we go on, I wanted to ask you something which I had noticed and probably noticed on your previous appearances but didn't register. And that is, in your last book about UFOs, there was a contribution there by none other than Tom Clancy.
Right.
Now, I'll just tell you, I had several encounters with Tom Clancy in the 90s. And to show you how stupid I was, I didn't realize this is a best-selling, multimillionaire author and that he wrote the novel Hunt for Red October and all that, and I had seen the movie. I didn't think that. I thought he was a guy writing me on AOL for help to set up a CD-ROM to work on his Mac. And so I helped him. And then we talked a little bit. I met him up at one of these computer expos, Macworld. And the thing I remember last, the last time I saw Tom Clancy, he remarked how, with regard to the actors playing Jack Ryan in the movies, he thought Harrison Ford was a stupid guy. Just to mention that. So what does Tom Clancy have to do with UFOs?
They're literally, well, we spent a lot of time talking about this back and forth. Now, the first iteration that took place in his apartment in the Baltimore Bay area was, Alexander, if you weren't from Los Alamos, I'd throw your ass out of here. Later it was, would you tell me again some of that stuff? And he says, well, I'm hearing this from other people now, and not ones that you would commonly know about. There actually was a book in the mill called A Hole in the Sky, which never got out. I've talked to Alex about trying to get it out. He said the publishers did not want to pursue it because they wanted him to stay within genre, but it did have a UFO ET component to him. And the story actually on the thing that he wrote was surprising to me because he had done a foreword to Future War, which I had written before. It was on non-lethal weapons. So I did not expect, you know, long commentary. I was looking for a blurb, you know, good stuff, read the book. And instead he came back with, you know, what is in the book, which was much more in detail, obviously. And, of course, because of it, I already had a foreword coming from Jacques Vallée, but, you know, when you get that from Tom Clancy, you can't not use it. The same was true with Burt Rutan, who came in kind of unexpectedly with several pages, including his own sighting.
So at the end, and Clancy died several years ago.
Right.
All his riches couldn't make him live longer. He was, what, in his late 60s, as a matter of fact?
No, early 60s.
Early 60s, that was worse.
Yeah, I was there for his 60th birthday party, which was on the USS New Jersey, parked across from Philadelphia, and that was like a couple of years before.
He was born in 1947. He died in 2013. That makes him 66.
Okay.
He lied about his age. That's the thing. He was lying to you. So you have to get him up on the Ouija board and say, Tom, you weren't telling the truth.
I'm just maybe short on the time, but I was definitely there. Like I say, it was most amazing birthday party I've ever been to.
Well, he was a character, I can tell you that. And I got that impression also that he was very impressed with himself.
Oh, yes. Actually, we were at dinner. It was a conference that I was chairing, and he was there. And he was sitting. We were sitting at the head table, of course, and one of his comments was, I am smart. I am really smart.
Okay, just to show you that, dead authors never disappear. They are right now doing development of a TV series entitled Jack Ryan.
In fact, if you know, Op Center is a whole series.
Oh, yeah.
And I had read one, actually I was on a flight back to Washington, went down and talked to him because I said, boy, the tone doesn't sound right. And so I asked him, I said, well, what's your input, thinking that I knew that there was a co-author, somebody who'd written it, maybe they had discussed the plot or something like that. And he goes, hell, I don't even read them.
Wow. Well, the NetForce books, too, are a spinoff from that have his name.
There are more books coming out today that are under, Tom Clancy as an institution.
Right. Not to mention video games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a franchise, I think, would be the term.
He's doing what Donald Trump does, which is to attach his name to projects.
They get to the point where they don't even own their own name. It is literally an organization owned by somebody else. I have run into that before. Tom kept them up so he could do things like write blurbs and whatnot, but there are people who don't.
Well, definitely one of my favorite all-time authors. I think I've read pretty much anything with his name on it. Not bad for a guy that started out, I think, as an insurance salesman and decided to take up writing as a passion. And I mean, what a great writer. I mean, all those early books are just, I've read them multiple times, just real top rated author in my book.
One other thing Tom had told me, because he said his daughter was kind of dinging him one time, like, oh, you got an easy job, all you have to do is write. And his response was, right, he says, it's like you have to do a 10-page essay every day and get an A on every one of them.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, try that at home, folks. Yeah, believe me, as someone who's written, I'm going on 7 books now, I'll tell you, if I was a tenth the writer of Tom Clancy, I would not be writing in the realm of investigations and research into the paranormal. I would be whipping out sci-fi or just doing, kind of a Clancy-esque or maybe even, a Ludlum or... you could go down the list of writers that I've loved and admired over the years. Boy, if I had that kind of talent, I would not be stuck in the nonfiction realm by any stretch.
Well, he was stream of consciousness. I called one day, I think it was Debt of Honor, but what happened was I called just, and Alex answered, said, hey, what's going on? And finally got to Tom, and he says, well, I'm 600 pages into the book. We've just gone to war with Japan, and I have the foggiest idea how to get out of this.
I love it. Yeah, executive decision painted him into a corner.
Obviously he did, but the point was writing a stream of consciousness as opposed to having a complete outline of how you're going to get from point A to point B,
right. Yeah, that's what makes nonfiction, I guess, in many ways much it's much more writer friendly because you're almost forced to maintain a pretty rigid organizational structure, and you're presenting facts and research ideally. And when you do present opinions, it's based on the facts, so it's a little bit more cut and dried.
Let me tell you here, I used to write these computer instruction books. Not like Mac for Dummies or something. That franchise was taken already. But another one of those books, and they have a very regimented structure. So you've got like a basic text, and this is a hint, this is a tip, this is a step-by-step, and there are 4 or 5 elements that have to recur in each chapter. So you're constrained by a very rigid format, like you're a machine. You're a writing machine. And I did that for probably 30 books. And you make a decent living. It's nothing spectacular. A couple of the books earned out, and I did really well. But at the end of the day, I woke up one day, and I sat down before the keyboard ready to start another assignment, and my agent was working on it. And I said, I can't do this anymore. I cannot become a machine, a book writing machine. It's not the same thing as a person like Nick Redfern who writes a lot of books, because each one is different. Each one has different kinds of structure, and it's not nearly as rigid. Yeah. But this is impossible. Whereas I understand what Tom Clancy was coming from, because my son and I have written fiction. So I understand that we can have an outline or even a very basic structure, and then we let the mind flow. We kind of live in that universe. And what comes out is what makes the book, for better or worse. For better or worse. Right. Colonel John Alexander with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Before we go on with John Alexander, let me talk about this a bit more. And that is the second radio show that Chris and I do, and sometimes we have special guests. It's called After the Paracast. It's an exclusive feature of the Paracast Plus. And to know more, go to plus, P-L-U-S dot, theparacast.com. You'll get a commercial-free version of this show with higher quality audio. You'll get After the Paracast, show transcripts. Those will take a while to do, but we've got a few already. Special classic episodes coming, videos, and other goodies. The Paracast Plus, low subscription rates, our price, cheap. It's like buying a big Starbucks every month. Once. You can afford to give up a Starbucks and send the money. Plus.theparacast.com. Colonel John Alexander, we were talking here about Tom Clancy and books, but I wanted to get back to Clancy here. Obviously, he had ties and sources in the military.
I remember going down to the house one day and checking out and saying, oh, the day before, Colin Powell had been there.
Wow. Well, he even got in trouble when Hunt for Red October came out because his fictitious Caterpillar drive actually turned out to be a classified secret that he just kind of stumbled on it just creatively.
Well, no, that was not stumbling. that was one of the things that got me interested in Tom to begin with, was that I had read that and there were certain descriptions in there of places. And I'm going like, he's not guessing. You know, this is exactly, you know, somebody has definitely been to the place that he's describing because he's talking about the floor and that sort of thing. And everything was just exactly right. And you go, that's not a guess.
Well, isn't that how he got out of some kind of hot water by saying, well, it was just, you know, I just kind of came up with that, and then I think, didn't they make him a consultant to the Navy or something after that, or he got some sort of...
He was tied in, as I said, at very, very high levels, and a lot of people whispering. By the way, one of his cute quotes, when we were talking about UFOs, and I think we were at dinner one night, and it came up, and he says, well, the government doesn't have anything. And he said, well, how do you know? He says, somebody would have told me.
Okay.
That was, frankly, before we had kind of turned him around and said, hey, maybe there's, get him to admit maybe there was something to it.
No.
I wanted to bring that up there because that is kind of anticipating the question I was going to ask, which is, you talked about it with him about UFOs. And obviously, they're not telling Tom Clancy. And if they're not telling Tom Clancy, maybe they're not telling anyone, or are they classified so high in the pecking order that even a Tom Clancy couldn't mine his military sources to get that information?
Well, remember, he was not interested in the topic. When we first started discussing it, he threatened to throw me out of the room, but that changed over time. So is it that high? I don't know. I mean, you're hearing some new information coming out now. To me, and it's not just Tom, but certainly he was tied in at sources. I mean, the kinds of information he was being fed is, well, you know, they're after Hillary now and Petraeus for putting out certain information. And I think the kinds of things he had were certainly far more sensitive than that and seemed to be getting it accurately.
Well, and let's not forget his nonfiction books, too, which I do recommend for anybody with an interest in military tech and very well written. Very good sourcing in his nonfiction books where he looks at how particular military operations are done, types of equipment, that sort of thing. The types of things that he alludes to in passing in his novels, he goes in depth in his nonfiction books, which don't get the notoriety, of course, that the fiction books do. But very well done for anybody with an interest in the...
You know, he did a series with different senior generals.
Right.
This one called Shadow Warriors, and I'm the one who introduced him to Carl Steiner, who had been the commander-in-chief of Special Operations Command. He's also the guy who led the invasion of Panama and was the one who pulled the gun on the Italians when they were trying to get back the hijackers of the Achille Lauro. Kind of legendary. So, I mean, the people that he wrote with on that are just really top-notch.
Okay, now let me ask you something here. Get back to our subject. Although Tom Clancy was certainly a fascinating
film. Which subject is that? Now?
I have no idea. But now let's get to this here. There are people who believe that the government is hiding secrets about UFOs. But the most that we hear is about people sending Freedom of Information Act requests. Sometimes they're granted. Sometimes they get the information and a lot of material is redacted for security reasons. We understand that. But is there any way that you've been able to determine what the government really knows? Do they know anything beyond the rest of us except for a few details about possibly secret aircraft having a sighting?
Well, I think the problem is one that's not addressed there, and that is, what do you mean, the government? As I point out, it's a big place. There's thousands, or, you know, actually millions of people. And that what you find, or my experience, is that there is a difference between people who've had their own experience and institutional relationships. Got asked a lot about the remote viewing program. And I'll use that as an example because, A, I don't think there is such a program going on. That does not mean that there aren't people who are interested. I was doing a TV interview that'll be coming out very shortly and talking about this just past Sunday. And you have the people, you know, remember that, let's take UFOs. Well, we have 7 to 10% of the adult population believe they have seen a UFO or something pass for it. That is true for people who are, you know, in the government as well as in the civilian sector. So the point is they have had personal experience. They have no doubt about the existence of such things. But that does not translate when you go back to your day job to an institutional interest or responsibility.
We're going to do a break now. We're trying to look at the possibilities of what the government might know about our favorite subject, Colonel John B. Alexander, Gene Steinberg, Grumpy Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I made Chris even grumpier that way.
I'm never going to live that one down, am I?
No, I think it's going to... He's going to imitate the way Hillary Clinton barks.
I wanted to ask John, before we get away from the writing topic, if he ever considered going the Jacques Vallée route and writing a fictional book and hiding some knowledge that maybe normally you wouldn't come out with in a nonfiction realm, but as Vallée and Tracy Tormé did in Fast Walkers, come out in a fictional setting. Have you ever considered that?
Actually, it leads to something a little bit different. I have dabbled with fiction, never actually published anything. Not so much to cover it up, but just because you have a lot of latitude there. But one of the things I wanted to mention, because we started on this trail before, was that one of the things I found, and if you've dealt with this, I was doing, of course, a special operations one and whatnot, got into the story, and damned if the characters didn't start talking to me. I mean, literally, they come up and, you know, you'd go off and into an area that's a little different and be going down that trail, and I had people, swear to God, come back and say, hey, you forgot me, I'm back over here. And these are totally fictional folks.
That sounds a little frightening.
Well, actually, a number of authors that I know of have said that the point is that these...
kind of literary tulpas.
Literally, yeah, that's probably a good description of it.
Yeah, and then you try to kill them off and they won't go away. Hey, I'm coming back as a ghost in your next book. I'm sure you're a very good writer, and I think you would have some fun doing that. You know, just kind of doing a what if book and being a little coy about what, you know, is based on, you know, possibly insider information and what's based on just pure imagination. Valet did a very good job with it. And the one thing that I remember coming away after reading the book is that the craft that they were attempting to back engineer turned out to be alive. And it was a biological, there was a biological component to it, which I always felt was a wonderful twist.
Fiction does give you a lot of latitude that you don't necessarily get in other genres.
Well, it gets people guessing a little bit, too, especially someone with the kind of work history and interest that you've had. I mean, they based characters very loosely, I might add, in Hollywood movies.
Boats.
You get a little grumpy yourself when people say, oh, weren't you the Kevin Spacey character in Men Who Stare at Goats? And
well, actually, it was more the Clooney.
The Clooney character?
Yeah. Now, in the book, there's actually a book that it was taken from. There is no doubt who we are.
Right.
Because I entered on page 41, I think it was, and by name, and I was able to identify 16 people that I knew. Interestingly, the ones that I talked to, vast majority said, we've never met this guy.
The guy is John Ronson, I believe, the author of Men
Who Stare at Goats. John Ronson, yeah.
Right. Well, I love the opening scene of the movie where a character that I immediately thought of as General Stubblebine tries to run through the wall.
Yeah, well, that was Bert. There was no doubt about that.
And I think he actually did try to do that, didn't he, at one point?
Not that I'm aware of.
No?
No, actually, the story, the rational extrapolation is that he is one of these people that's hypersensitive to bee stings. That's obviously not a good thing in the military.
No.
And so what he had done, he was going to Walter Reed and he had to take shots to build up immunity because so he wouldn't go into anaphylactic shock if stung accidentally. So he said, well, you got to take a shot. So the Gedanken thing was, okay, I am mostly made up of, you know, vacuum. The needle is mostly vacuum or space. And so what I'm going to do is to think about the interpenetration rather than hitting the solid substance. It's, you know, passing in between, so there should be no pain.
Right.
So
that would be mind beside matter?
It was what?
Mind, instead of mind over matter, mind beside matter.
Right.
So,
I'm not saying anything because I'm letting it sit there and lie there.
Okay. Well, I mean, it was a bad analogy, but I tried.
One of the things I learned long ago is when somebody puts their foot in their mouths, you just let them finish.
Do you have a taste?
Yeah. Yeah. I got, you know, hopefully I'm not wearing big smelly boots.
So if I'm seeing the movie, and I saw it when it first came out, Men Who Stare at Goats, aside from you being possibly one of the characters, what do I take away from it?
Mostly BS. As I like to say, they wrote, I usually do it with my hands. Let's say you visually, he had about 6 inches of truth, and he wrote a yard, and then they made the movie. So...
Well, it's supposed to be a fictional story, sure.
Well, in the book, it is nonfiction. The problem is that, you know, the basic premise, goats did die. However, it had nothing to do with staring at them. This was a product of something called DMAC, which is... you know, the death touch in martial arts. And it also turns out that staring was an interesting component in that there was a school called Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape, or SERI. And it was to train people who were at risk for being captured. And as the Army was setting it up, they brought in Colonel Nick Rowe. And he had been in my area in Vietnam and had been captured. So, you know, who better than somebody with 5 years of experience as a POW to run the program? And one of the things Nick had done is he had was practicing mental arts. The idea of Rambo that you see all the time that says, you know, the POWs are going to jump up and whoop guards and whatnot is just pure nonsense. They're physically degraded. You know, they're not getting a lot to eat. You usually have injuries and being beaten and terrible diet. So you're just not going to whip them. But he found that he could influence them using his mind. What he would do is concentrate. And not to do big things, but can I get them just to take a few extra steps so I've got time to conceal certain actions and things of that nature? So the premise of using staring really had a very practical application. It's just that no goat died from it, as was depicted in the movie.
I could see some real good applications at a high-stakes poker game in Vegas. It might be interesting to influence people to fold when you're bluffing.
I believe you will find folks who believe that is true and attempt to do it.
Before we even guess what else could be true, let me tell you that we have to do a short break, and then we'll be back with Colonel John Alexander. And by the way, if you're interested in checking out that book he wrote, it's called UFOs, Myths, Conspiracies, and Realities. And it features a foreword from Dr. Jacques Fillet and a commentary from none other than Tom Clancy. So you want to check it out? With Gene and Chris, you're in
The Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Oh, we've done two-thirds of the show already, Chris. I thought we just started.
Yeah, well, we're having a great time. Those are the shows I like the best, the ones that just fly by because we're just having fun. It's always great to have you on the show, John. You're one of the more fascinating people I've had the pleasure of meeting, and we shared a very interesting experience at the UFO Congress with Stan Romanek running in and being chased by helicopters. I'll never forget that. That was so funny. And I thought Stan got it totally wrong. I think they were watching your back, John. They weren't watching Stan's front. They were just kind of keeping tabs on everybody there for you. Of course, he didn't know there was a Bell helicopter testing facility just down the road, but
oh right. Well.
So, any SSE news?
Actually, the conference is coming up in the 19th.
Right, and do we have any, you're looking forward to some particular presentations? Or?
Well, the unique aspect this time is that the Parapsychological Association and the SSE, Society for Scientific Exploration, are meeting concurrently. So, and by the way, the single presentation, so anybody going will be able to see everything.
Right.
So that should be... Pretty interesting.
And where is the event being held this year?
Boulder.
In Boulder, okay.
Right next to the University of Colorado. Not at the university per se. It was Millennium, literally down the street. Many of the same people are involved. One of the reasons we use that venue.
Uh-huh. And any notable presentations that you're particularly looking forward to seeing, or?
Oh, there's quite a few. Larry Dossey is going to be there. Of course, Dean Radin is talking. Ian Rikram-Shikra. There's going to be one on Bigfoot. The guy's actually getting the Dinsdale Award and has done a lot of scientific work on Sasquatch. Not sure I agree with his conclusion, but it's still going to be quite interesting.
No, who is that presenter?
Well, thank you.
Oh, it's you?
No,
Jeffrey Meldrum, or?
This is not somebody that I've met before. We had done meeting at Whitefish a long time ago, and they had quite a few of them. This is Jeff Meldrum.
Yeah, Jeffrey Meldrum from University of Idaho, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a he specializes in, I think, primate feet, doesn't he not?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, his bottom line is that there's probably something there but an unidentified great ape. I'm not sure, since we're in it. One of the things that we did happen within the past year, I was out on a Bigfoot hunt. And we were in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana.
Not many trees to bang out there, though.
Not what?
But, you know, they bang on trees on the TV shows. They do the thump,
so,
thump.
Had some of that happen. But more interestingly, we were camped on a bayou just north of Shreveport and sleeping in tents. And literally, we had two tents and were probably 30 meters apart, maybe a little less. But the other tent, there's two individuals in there, and they are feet from the swamp. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, they are awakened by something roaring at them immediately outside their tent. So we're talking, you know, a couple of feet away, literally, enough to get them up and out. And yet, when we started looking for physical evidence, absolutely none. And in the area, there's a lot of spiders, of course, and one of the things we found was that the spider webs were still pretty much intact, but can't afford, you know, can't answer that interaction. There were a number of other things that happened, but, you know, that was... had some in Oklahoma where, yeah, you did have the knocking and whatnot. Interesting experience.
Well, you're sure covering the gamut with your activities. I had no idea that you had an interest in Bigfoot to the extent of actually going out and attempting to go out in the field and do your own sort of up close and personal research.
That's kind of across the board. My bottom line is, let's go do it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Interesting to talk about it, read about it, and all of that. I had mentioned at the onset that we are just back from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And we're down in Rio. Did not see a mosquito, even though we were in the area, the heart of the Zika virus country.
Yeah.
But the point was that we went to Umbanda ceremony. Reason for being down was had to do with non-lethal and award ceremony and whatnot. But we, where Umbanda is one of the spiritist religions that you know, came across with the slaves. Anyway, Victoria went up and had basically another mystical experience and a consultation, and swears that had one of the Umbanda goddesses giving her messages.
What was she told?
Well, that's personal. But,
okay.
But the point was that, you know, very real and very, very dramatic. We did have one, this would be in the program that I mentioned earlier, a couple of years before we were down in Curitiba, which is in southern Brazil, and went to another Umbanda ceremony. And I might mention that different from Santo Daime, Ate Guarani, and some of these others we've been at, which use some sorts of chemicals, usually DMT as a psychoactive substance, Umbanda does not have any drinking, imbibing at all. There's lots of drumming, and it's very, very intense. But down there, she actually got possessed. And we were at a ceremony, about 300 people, only about 10 foreigners, including maybe four gringos, but the foreigners are from all over. And she went out to get a, quote, a healing, and said all of a sudden something jumped into her And for the next 20 minutes, she's out on the floor whirling around. Now, this is a group that is used to seeing possession. They're not used to seeing gringos possessed like that.
Wow. So it's kind of reminiscent of like the Orisha dancing in Santeria or some aspects of Udon and Candomblé.
Yeah, well, Candomblé tends to run towards the dark side a bit more than Umbanda. And we had to get people from Brazil who would take us. There were quite a few who were very nervous about it. Some of them had heard about it, but didn't know if they actually wanted to have first-hand experience. Fortunately, we had a colonel who was a good friend of mine who often acts as an escort, but his son took us around to these things, and very, very intense.
Yeah, well, Brazil is a very intense country where I think, and most people who have even looked even peripherally into some of the amazing reports and waves of activity that have occurred down there, of course, the Clara sightings come to mind at the mouth of the Amazon. I've always suspected that there's a lot of very, for lack of a better word, bizarre things that go on down in Brazil that don't really make it out of a local area or a region in terms of notoriety, even into the cities, that out in the remote areas of the country, that there's some very, very almost unbelievable, for lack of a better term.
Well, I would frame it a little differently. And this has to get to, I think, a very important issue, and that is worldview. And we come from a very materialistic worldview.
Right.
I've been going down to Brazil for about 15 years now, and generally interacting with the intelligentsia. These are senior officers and ministers and things of that nature.
Let's pick up on that, because we got some other things to check out with John Alexander and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on our distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.